What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 164 of Strong the Iron Will Way. It's 6:30 a.m. on a Friday up here in Maine, and a weird thing happened this morning. I came outside and noticed the sun was shining. That's strange. Hasn't been shining in quite some time, so today feels like the onset of spring might finally be here. It's been hinting at coming for a long time, but maybe it's finally here. So, with the onset of spring, warm weather, possibly discarding the coat for a lighter jacket, even considering shorts, starting to think about summer, what comes next? The inevitable fat loss conversations and questions, right? So, everybody this week will start to wonder, oh shit, how do I get this fat off, right? What do I do about this? How do I lose this 5, 10, 20, 50 pounds? So let's take a look at that, right? Since that's what we do here. Number one, if you're asking about that now, it is probably a little bit late. This reminds me a lot of people in business who would ask me, hey, I need to get a bunch of new customers, clients, really, really quickly. Like, what should I do for marketing to get a bunch of people in a short period of time? Fucking nothing, dude. That's not how it works. You know what I mean? Like, you should have been building a social media following and building a presence and doing marketing for the last year. That's how you get a bunch of new clients next month. You don't just bust out some magical ad that gives you 10 new customers or new clients next week. Dieting and fat loss and all this good stuff is very similar. You know, if you've waited till this long to get drop the fat by next week, next month, it's too late. Should have been working on that all winter. But I think we kind of all know that, right? So let's assume that that's understood. So what should we do for fat loss? How does fat loss happen? What can we do to maximize it? Most important factor to keep in mind is fat loss is 90% diet. It is pretty much all diet, right? Like, if you do not exercise, then yeah, you need to start exercising and you need to start lifting weights. If you already exercise pretty well, you lift weights consistently, if you get what we've been talking about here for 2 years, you should be lifting by now. If you're not lifting, start lifting. Lifting is the most important exercise to fat loss because it is going to build and maintain muscle mass. That is essential when we're talking about fat loss and not just simply weight loss. So, gotta train with weights and get stronger and build and or maintain muscle mass. That's the key. That's kind of like the foundation for the fat loss process. Now, for those of you guys that are married to your Fitbits and your calorie burning fucking devices and machines and the bullshit, you will be less than satisfied when you look at after a solid weight training workout and you don't see, you know, 1,000 calories burned. That's because in reality, in real life, that number doesn't mean shit. That might all sound good when whoever's selling you that thing and whoever's talking about that thing, but I personally have never seen anybody really do a whole lot of good stuff with those things on. I've seen people that their Fitbit tells them they're burning 1,000 calories per workout and they don't lose an ounce for 6 months. So I'm not really big into that. I don't think they're accurate. I think people then just go home and eat 1,000 calories. There's a lot of reasons why that doesn't work, but it doesn't work. So we're strength training to build muscle and maintain muscle mass so that when we begin to lose weight, it is all in the form of fat. So let me explain how this works. It is well understood within the community of people who know what the fuck's going on, that weight loss and fat loss happens at a caloric deficit. What that means is somehow or another, we're taking in less calories than we are burning. Now, it's also sometimes not quite that simple, but that is the foundation. So most diet plans, eating strategies, whatever you want to call them, will result in some sort of caloric restriction, whether you know it or not. So we got the old low carbs, right? That's kind of probably still one of the more common, so just cut the carbs. I'm trying to lean out for summer, got to cut the carbs. First of all, I think a lot of people don't even know what the fuck that means, and I think they just cut everything that's bread. That's their definition of carbs. And yes, carbohydrates, bread is a carbohydrate. But there's a lot of other carbohydrates that vegetables are carbs, fruits are carbs, potatoes are carbs, corn chips are carbs. I mean, there's like a lot of carbs. So restricting carbs, generally for most people, for the average person who cuts carbs, works because they just eliminate most of the shit that they eat already, right? If that person eats a lot of pasta, a lot of bread, a lot of cereal, drinks a lot of calorie-containing fluids that are usually all sugar, just by cutting out those carbs, you're going to basically reduce your calories by more than half, and you're going to start to lean out because you're probably not going to replace those with fats and proteins. If that person did start eating the equivalent number of calories in nuts and proteins, they wouldn't lose weight. So sometimes these programs work because they're just eliminating a lot of the things that you eat too much of, and that could go for cutting down fat. Someone that eats a bag of almonds every day, even though almonds are quote-unquote healthy, if you eat a bag of them every day, you're taking in an extra couple thousand calories. If you cut those out, you're good to go, okay? For those of you guys that know me personally, you might know, or maybe not know, I cut out dairy about 5 to 6 weeks ago due to some sinus issues I've been having for probably my entire life. And I finally bit the bullet and dropped dairy. I was one of these people that didn't think I had a problem with dairy because I never had, you know, stomach problems or upset stomach or things that people talk about, complexion issues, things like that with dairy. But having had sinus and congestion issues for a long time, affecting me in many, many ways, I finally gave up my whey protein, my cream, my coffee, literally everything, cut it out for the first time ever, like hardcore, and really felt much better that my sinuses and stuff almost within like a week. But the interesting thing to notice was that I lost a pretty good amount of fat in the first week or two, primarily because by eliminating dairy. Now, there's a couple ways to look at this, right? One person could say, well, dairy must have been having this really bad effect on you and causing you to retain water and storing fat. And yes, I do believe there's some degree of, if you have a food allergy, that's happening, right? The idea behind food allergies is that it's something your body is literally allergic to. So it's going to have these kind of reactions, and one of those could be inflammation and fat storage. But I believe the real reason it happened is because I never realized until I went to cut out dairy how much dairy I take in on a daily basis. And all of the things that would probably get me in trouble were dairy related, right? So pizza, cream cheese, like I said, cream in the coffee, ice cream, chocolate, like there's so much stuff dairy. So by not having that, I just immediately eliminated, you know, a quarter of my calories. So I could run around saying that cutting dairy is the key to fat loss, but it's really just by cutting out certain things. People would say, oh, I'm not going to eat fruit. That could possibly work if that person ate too much fruit. You get where I'm going with this? So a lot of times those different diet plans are just a means to getting the calories down. And that's also fine, by the way. Like, you sometimes have to find just what people respond well to rules. You know, we don't do well with gray. We don't do well with just eat less calories and, you know, lift more. Like, that doesn't work because it's not clearly defined. Okay, should I lift for 20 minutes, 25 minutes, 27 minutes, 30 minutes? Like, people need to know a number. Everybody always wants to know, why three sets, or why four sets, or why five sets? Well, there's some degree of science behind it. You know, there's been tons and tons of research on what are the optimum number of sets. But quite honestly, people just need a fucking number. You people who are very, very, very advanced and dialed into their body can know when to do more and less, but somebody who's not that dialed in, they just need instruction. Should I do 10 of these or 12 of these? You know, 30 of these or 6 of these? Like, dieting is similar. You know, if everybody had the capacity to just monitor what they're doing and shave off some calories, they would do it, but I don't think most people have that ability to define the line, right? So sometimes you need to follow a program that defines that line for you. You know, there's a reason they don't just say show up at work in the morning. You know, you have to be at work at 8, you have to work at 7, you have to be at work at 6. Like, there's a number associated to it, or who the fuck knows when people would show up, right? Same thing with dieting. So if you cut out, if you go vegetarian, you cut out dairy, you go low carb, you go Atkins, you know, whatever you do, having those rules sometimes is helpful for people because it gives you something specific to follow, and but ultimately will result in calorie restriction. So there's a million different ways to tailor your eating habits. You do have to experiment a little bit and find the one that works for you. If you're one of our people, hit me up. You should know by now what we all do. But if you don't, I'll have Alex or Marissa kind of get with you and set you up. Even if you're not one of us and you want to know what we do, you can email me, Scott at Iron Will Strength, and I can set you up with what we do. But generally speaking, you're going to follow something that you just, you're going to have a plan in place to follow, and it's going to result in calorie restriction. The other thing, so let me get back to training. If you are lifting at least 2 to 3 times a week, and you're eating clean and properly for your body, that is probably all you'll need to do to get fat off, because those are the key on the hierarchy. Dieting, eating clean, properly, whatever, is number one. Number two is strength training. Number three, but only to be done if number one and two are being done effectively, is add additional cardiovascular exercise. So let me get into why this is important. I've talked about this several times. There's a fat loss episode probably this time last year, if you want to dig back, but I know nobody likes to scroll back. So it's probably very similar to what we're saying here. In a state of caloric restriction, okay, so let's say it takes 2,000 calories to maintain a person's body weight and they begin eating 1,500 calories a day. That's a deficit. We're minus 500 calories a day. We should be losing body weight at that point. Now, here's the trick. To get leaner, which is what everybody that I've ever talked to in my life about this thing wants to do, that is leaner, meaning same amount of muscle mass, less fat, or maybe even more muscle and less fat, but it's less fat, okay? When we say weight loss, that's a little bit deceiving, because what if you lost 10 pounds, but it was all muscle? Would that be desirable? For the person that's very overweight, they might say yes, but it's definitely not, because it will not result in you looking any better or really being that much healthier, for that matter. Actually, you'd be more unhealthy, because the muscle is the key to your metabolism and kind of running this machine that is your body. So if we lose muscle, we are losing the good stuff. What we want to do is maintain the muscle and lose fat. So even a person who's obese is still going to try to maintain what muscle mass they have and lose primarily fat, okay? I think that should be understood by now. So our goal is not weight loss, it's fat loss. Yes, that will result on weight on the scale, okay? I'm just saying we're going to really focus on what substrate is leaving our body. You know, we do not want to lose muscle mass. Losing muscle mass is the most counterproductive thing you can do, because that is what burns calories in your body. So that is basically taking the engine out of the vehicle that we're trying to fix. So the last thing we want to do is lose muscle mass. So that should be a priority in deciding our program. So this is why strength training is essential, because in a calorically deprived state, so in a 1,500 calorie a day diet, when we need 2,000 to maintain, we're eating 15, we are in calorie deficit, our body wants to lose some weight. It has basically two choices. We can lose muscle mass, we can lose fat mass. The body has to kind of make this decision where to pull that 500 calories from. Now, it needs a reason to be steered in one way or another. Remember, guys, our body is not designed to have six-pack abs and look good on the beach. Our body is designed for function and to survive, okay? So the body's method of survival in caloric deprivation times is to store fat and maintain body fat, because body fat will provide stored body fat on the body. So that little love handle I got, that little chunk that you have, that junk in the trunk, that stuff is there to provide long-term fuel in case you can't find food for a while, right? That is your squirrel's nest of food. The body does not want to get rid of that unless it's really comfortable that it's okay to get rid of it. Because if we are going into a state of famine, you know, we're heading into winter, I don't want to be using up my stored fat so that if 6 months come and I can't find food, I got nothing to burn. Okay, so my body's tendency is going to be to hold on to fat because that's going to provide me fuel down the road if I run out. We're trying to override that. Okay, so how do we override that? Well, we have to convince the body that it needs muscle mass. Okay, so if the body needs muscle mass, it'll preserve muscle mass when we diet and restrict calories, and it'll choose fat as its source to get those extra 500 calories. Okay, so if we are restricting calories and we start throwing in cardiovascular exercise, which is also going to burn calories, we are really, really pushing our body to give up some calories and give up some substrate. But what's going to happen if we're not strength training is it's going to pull from muscle mass. Both activities, restricting calories and doing cardio, is going to create a very rapid degree of muscle loss, resulting in a slower metabolism and a flabbier, smaller body. Okay, because if we lose 10 pounds of muscle, we are not any leaner. In fact, we are quote unquote fatter because our percentage of fat is now higher. If we had 100 pounds of fat in our body and 100 pounds of muscle mass, and we just lost 90 pounds of muscle or 10 pounds of muscle, now we have 90 pounds of muscle and 100 pounds of fat. So proportionally, you know, relatively speaking, now we have even more fat. So not definitely not good. And that is what most people do. They combine a restrictive eating plan with cardio, and all they're doing is losing muscle left and right. So the fix to that is to make sure strength training is in there. So if we strength train 2 to 3 times a week properly, we are building and maintaining muscle. We're eating properly, so we are in a deficit and we are losing fat because the body is choosing to save muscle because we need it for the workouts, and we are losing fat. If we now throw in a little extra conditioning and cardio a couple times a week, 30, 40 minutes here and there, we are just gonna kind of accelerate the fat burning because the weight training is saving our muscle mass and the calorie restriction is already started the fat loss. I don't wanna go more beyond that because I think that kind of simplifies it and sums it up. So let's get our shit together, people, because spring is coming, or spring is here and summer's coming. Have a good day.